the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. We do give everyone a warm welcome in their service tonight in the name of the Lord. And just in case I forget, our normal services on Wednesday night, our prayer and Bible study on Wednesday night is normal. Everyone's very welcome. And it's good to have the prayer meeting and read the Word of God. Amen. In midweek, praise God. Let us turn our Bibles tonight to Mark chapter 11. And just to say also, it's just a month till our sister Car goes to Australia. About a month, so the time goes in quick. And in about 14 weeks, and I'll be off myself for 3 weeks. And the time just goes in so fast. Pray for our sister Carl as well, that God will meet her if he need. As her and David goes over to see Sister Ruth and her husband in Australia. And just continue to pray for the services. And there's a few people today that haven't been too well, and we want to pray for them as well tonight. Praise God. Let me read one verse of Mark 11, verse 24. And I want to take for the title tonight from this text, the faith that takes. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your precious word of truth tonight. For we know that your word is the truth. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, I pray that you would enlighten us tonight with thy word. Let the Holy Spirit come in our midst. Let the Holy Spirit take this word and reveal it to each and every one of us tonight. Forgive us for our unbelief. Grant us to have your faith tonight, Lord Jesus. And Father, we do sincerely pray for everyone that's a stomach bug or any sort of a bug tonight. You know, every one of them that's been mentioned. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll heal every one of them.
Amen.
Lord, we say amen to what's been already prayed for Brother Keith.
Amen.
That you will deliver him and touch him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak health till his navel and strength till his bones. Bless each one that's here. Give them a blessing. For any tonight that's struggling in any way, help them, Lord. Father, you know the needs that people have prayed in secret. Lord, I know that you can meet every need. And I pray that you will, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit to help me. Lord, I know on my own self I'm inadequate. But I need thy help. And I take that promised Holy Spirit by faith. In Jesus Christ's name, and I thank you, undertake for me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Want tonight to talk about faith. The faith that takes. The faith that takes. Now our reading is, when you pray, pray believing whatever you desire, that you already have it. Now it doesn't say pray you see it, but you have to believe it before you see it. But if you believe it and you really have faith, you will be able to see it, for it will become material.
Amen.
Abraham believed it ever before he saw it, but he believed it. Now he didn't see it right away, you know he didn't. But eventually he saw it. It became material. Because he believed God. Now faith is a title deed. That's what faith is. Faith is the title deed. Now you know if you have the title deed to the property, you own it. It belongs to you. And I'm going to go a little more into something I was reading the day, and if I can just get you the way it came to me, the day I went and I read it myself, It touched me that much. And I can't make that happen here and then. It has to be the Lord that can get it to you the way I saw today, shoving the day, just waiting on the Lord. Faith is the evidence of the time of day, the things not seen. It's the evidence. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is the type of faith for the thing. If you believe you have it, it's yours.
Amen.
You have the type of faith for it. It's yours. But you must believe it. Faith doesn't have to wrestle or work. Faith doesn't go in any of the five senses. Faith believes.
Amen.
If the doctor says the person can't live, faith ignores that.
Amen.
Faith believes anyhow.
All right.
Faith doesn't go on the neighbor, what they think, or what the doctor thinks. Faith doesn't work for any of that. Faith works on the Word of God.
Amen.
And faith comes by hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
So when you hear the Word of God, that produces faith, that brings faith, that gives you faith, just by hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
So if you hear the Word of God, you will have faith. That's why it's good to read scriptures and hear scriptures read on healing, if you need healing. If you need prosperity, it'd be good to hear them on prosperity. Whatever you need, somebody needs to get saved, you need to hear scriptures on salvation.
Amen.
Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Now you remember when these are so simple, they're childlike statements, but they're a fact. And they're real. And they actually will do what the Word of God says they will do. God's Word's powerful. Amen. Remember this, I'm going to say this, I've said it many times, but there's no Word of God void of power. Every Word of God has power in it, because God said it. In Jeremiah, and I'm not going to go to Jeremiah tonight, but in Jeremiah, a title deed is repeatedly spoken of as the evidence. And when you read through the scriptures through Jeremiah, you will see that a title deed is continually spoken of as the evidence. If you say to me you own a certain property, you'll have the title deed for it. And if you have the title deed for a piece of ground that you've never seen, you still own it. If a solicitor gives you the title deed for a property, it's yours, even if you've never seen it. It belongs to you because you have the title deed. And faith is the title deed. And you've got the title deed tonight to have what you're praying for if you've got faith. So Jeremiah tells us that faith is completely spoken of the title deed. Deeds to property proves you own it. Even if you haven't seen it, I've already said it. Look at Matthew 4 again. Mark 11:24 when I read. The Lord Jesus commands us to believe we have received. He tells us to believe. This is the Lord telling us. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe. And you'll have them. The Lord is telling us that we're to believe for it. We're to have it. And we will have it. These are the words of God. What are you believing for tonight? Something I need tonight. I'm not going to say in the meeting what it is, but there's someone I need. And I'm believing God for it.
Amen.
I can't do it on myself, but I'm believing God for it. Now God's done it for me before. I'm not believing because of that, but I know He can do it again. Now, regardless of whatever news you've heard, whether it's to do with a loved one or an individual or whether somebody that maybe you think can't be saved or whatever it is, I want you to believe God that it can happen. I want you to believe that God can save that person that maybe you think can't be saved. Because they've never been moved before. They've never made a response before. I want you to believe when you pray they're going to be saved. You're wasting your time to pray if you don't believe. God wants you to believe.
Yeah.
Let God do it. All the things we pray for at the time we pray without waiting to see or feel them. You don't wait to see it or feel it, you believe it there and then. A lot of people come for healing and they go on emotion. I felt the power of God. I sensed the touch. Oh, that's good. That can happen. We believe that. But if you don't feel a touch, if you don't sense anything, still believe.
Amen.
God will still heal you. Because it's not down to you what you sense or what you feel. It's down to the Word of God.
Amen.
And you remember, God's Word can't fail.
Amen.
This is the absolute foundation.
Amen.
Right here, the Word of God. And on this condition, He promises ye shall have them. Healing, salvation, revelation, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whatever your need is, God can give you if you believe it when you pray. People have many times prayed for the Holy Spirit, and then they still say, I haven't got it yet. Why don't they say, I was prayed for the night and I got it? But you didn't do this and you didn't do that. You see, now you're working again on seeing and hearing and feeling, and you're working on five senses. That's not what this says. Are you saved because you feel saved? You're not saved because you feel saved. What about maybe tomorrow you don't feel saved? What about maybe tomorrow the devil says to you, you're not like a Christian? Christian wouldn't do that. Does that mean you're not saved? No. And he'd do that. We all know that. You're saved because the Word of God says in Romans 10 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why you're saved.
Amen.
You're saved because of this Word.
Amen.
And Jesus paid the price for it. I'm going to show you more later in this service about this title deed, something very important. If I can try and get it the way the Lord's brought it to me, you're going to see something. Now let me read you this. And I use the Amplified Bible Study. Some people might not, that's alright. We're not going to fall out over that. But it amplifies the Word. Here's how it reads it. Now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. It's not exactly what William Branham preached when he preached about the sixth sense. He preached a message all about it. And he told you not to rely on your seeing, your hearing, your smelling, and all the other five senses. And he showed you there's another sense. And he showed you that Abraham had it. And he showed you that many great men of God had that sense. And it is the sixth sense that's faith. And faith's actually a revelation. And how many knows Abel had it? Could have revealed to him to offer the bloody lamb. Title deed. It's yours. But you have to believe it. If a millionaire leaves his wealth to you in his will, the moment he dies, you're rich. Even if you don't physically see it there and then, if he's left it in his will to you, you're rich. Because it's will to you. If something is will to you, then that will's no good until he dies. Isn't that like Jesus? But you're rich. Once that millionaire dies, if he leaves you in his will, his wealth, you're rich. Once he dies, it's yours. And even though you haven't seen anything, you have the title deed. Faith. Doesn't the Bible say we are justified by faith? Romans 3 and 23 and 28. Now let's read it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 28. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So you are justified by faith. That's the same faith that's in Christ. You're justified.
Amen.
So without any deeds of the law, that means that you don't keep a program. There's nothing you have to do, but by faith, believing in Christ, you're justified. By faith. That's the very revelation that set Martin Luther free. Remember that Martin Luther was trying to do it himself. Remember that Martin Luther didn't become a monk of the Augustine order because he was evil or anything like that. He believed he was doing the will of God. He believed he was trying to get closer to God. He stripped himself naked. He lay on the floor. He beat himself. Read the history of Martin Luther. I'll tell you something. But none of it gave him peace and satisfaction and deliverance. But faith did. When Martin Luther believed in simple faith what Jesus Christ done for him, he was justified.
Amen.
And we are justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Thank God for that tonight. That means declared righteous. That's what it means. To be justified by faith means you are declared righteous. Isn't that so? Now remember, me and you weren't righteous. But once we believe by faith, we are declared righteous. And God can't take his word back. That's the word of God. We're declared righteous. Everything in our Lord's will that this New Testament has left to us, faith's the title deed to it. Now you remember that testament is an old English word for will. So New Testament is God's new will. The will of God is his testament. So when you read this testament, you're reading the will of God. So when you read in this testament, and as I went to visit our brother yesterday, and there's different things, but Brother Keith said to me, lay your hand on my back where the pain is. And I laid my hands, I prayed just a simple prayer. But this Bible says in Mark 16, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
That's God's word. Now, faith will have that. Because faith is the title deed. It also says, call the elders of the church, anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And if they have sinned, they'll be forgiven. That's the word of God. Everything that's laying within this testament is yours because it's the will of God. The testament's God's written will. Somebody said to me years ago, how do you know God's will? And I said back to them, read the will. How do you know the will? You have to read it. If you read the will, you'll know the will. And the will said, for love and I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does prosper. That's what this will said. I believe that will. And I don't care what else happens or who tries to turn me from it. I believe the will of God. Nothing else matters. It's all wood, hay, and stubble.
Right.
But this will's true.
Amen.
This is God's written will. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich.
Amen.
So he emptied all out that he had so that we can be rich. So don't tell me tonight that we haven't got it, because the word of God says Jesus Christ became poor that we could become rich. Jesus has paid the price.
Amen.
And I'm going to show you even further for this type of thing later on in this service. Even more about it. If the Lord will help me to do it, if I can get it across the way the Lord's given to me. Now to make the will effective, there has to be the death of the testator. Now let's take this for a moment. Let's read this. Hebrews 9:16. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For For the testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise it is no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood, for when Moses had spoken every precept to the people, according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats and water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. Verse 23. It was therefore necessary. Are you hearing that? It was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things with better sacrifices than these. So when somebody tells you the blood of Jesus never entered heaven, read them this verse. This is the scripture God showed me to prove that the blood entered heaven. And you said, "But flesh and blood can't enter the kingdom of God." That's right. But you have to remember, this is divine blood. Divine blood. There's no original sin in it. Death had no claim on it. Verse 24. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Now that's not the heaven here that you see, or the next heaven that the principalities and powers are roaming in, but into heaven itself is into the very throne room of the kingdom of Almighty God. Heaven itself. How many understands what I'm saying? The Lord's entered in there. Not only has the Lord entered in there, but he is now seated. And when you think of the word seated, seated is written there because when you sit down, you finish your work. How many knows what I'm saying? And brother, you're quoted it, it's finished. Jesus finished the work and he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. In other words, he's completed it. And he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. And he took for the feeling of my infirmities. Praise God. Can you see that tonight? I'm not going to hold you long tonight. This will be, I won't keep you as long this evening. But I want you to listen. I believe this is for somebody. God wants you to have faith. And I'll tell you what, God wants you to try, God wants you to stop trying to have it. And he wants you to have it. Now I know that sounds Irish, but how many can understand what I'm saying? We try to do things and we try to do things. God doesn't want you to try, he wants you just to have it. He wants you to rest in him. Rest in the strong arms of Jehovah. Be still and know that I am God. God will do it. All he says to you is just you believe it. And have faith. I'll do it. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, and after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." We think God will do it in our time and our terms. Doesn't work like that. Many times God answers us, but we don't have the patience to wait. There's a wee fella I know, I mentioned him this morning, I help him sometimes. He actually called at my house today, and by the way, he hasn't smoked for a week, he says. So he's quit for a whole week. And then the next breath, he said, "It'll not maybe not last." So he quit for a week and he's really telling himself it mightn't last. But this wee man, I'm not condemning him, I would do whatever I can for him, but he's the type of wee man, if I say to him, "I'll be there on Thursday to help you," and he's doing a certain job, when Thursday comes round and I get there, he'll have it done. He'll not wait. He can't wait. He's no patience. You know people like that, they've no patience. Has to be done. They can't wait. And they get you, you'll have to come and give me a hard list. Yes, I'll come on a certain day. All the ways. And then he goes ahead and does it anyway. And he gets her son. The Lord wants you to have patience and me to have patience for him to do it. For we can't do it ourselves. Are you hearing me tonight? Me and you can't do it. We cannot add our stature one cubit by taking thought. That's the word of God. But we can believe God to do it. And if we're going to believe God to do it, we're going to have to let God do it. God doesn't need us to give him a hand, you know. God wants us to have faith. Now, I'm not talking about God can move you to say things to people and God can move you to act. I'm not talking about that. I hope you can understand what I'm saying here. God wants us to have faith when we pray it's going to happen. He wants us to have the right attitude toward his word. He doesn't want us running about saying, I can't see it happening. You know when you sang that they have and I hear it. And a lot of people say it, but I do not like it. It is what it is. How many's heard that? That's a real new saying they have now today. And you'll hear people saying, when something goes wrong and things take place, they say it is what it is. In other words, it's not. You can do about it. Well, they're wrong. It is what it is. That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out statement like that. It can be what this here says, if you have faith. The Bible says it was past time for Sarah to bear, but Isaac was still born. The Bible says it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, but Isaac was still born. God said, I'm going to take you onto this mountain and you're going to worship me. And the first thing they faced was the Red Sea. And they didn't go down to the Red Sea and say, well, we've been led out by a mighty strong hand. Look how God's delivered us out. Look at the signs God performed to us while we were in Egypt. Look what we've seen. We know Moses is a mighty prophet. They never said that. When they got to the Red Sea, they said, here he comes to get us again, Pharaoh. What are we going to do now? After all they'd seen, people said, have I seen it? I believe it. You might not. Because there's a lot of people seen a lot of things, and they still don't believe God. Everybody agrees what I'm saying here. There's people in that matter what you show them, they'll still not believe. And they murmur. The Bible says it then. Moses said, stand still. In other words, you don't have to do a thing. God will do it. Just stand still and watch God. And you know that God done it. He opened that Red Sea. Praise God. Cast not away your confidence. God wants you and me to have absolute confidence in his word. God does not want you to doubt his word. He doesn't want you to say, well, I was praying for maybe the pastor this or the elder this or somebody else. No! It's not down to the pastor or the elder. It's down to this book and it's God's word. And we have to believe God's word. And unbelief is sin. Sin! God wants us to believe. He wants us to act like believers. How does a believer act? He says amen to the word. Amen! He believes the word. He believes Mark 16. He believes Acts 2:38. He believes the word of God. And he punctuates it when, amen, I believe your word. Amen. He doesn't care what happens. He'll say, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what Job did. And I'll tell you, Job was a man of God. Look what God done for Job. Job had a hard time. But God never left him like that. Sure he didn't. God come down to Job, veiled in a whirlwind. Job had an encounter with Almighty God. And God said to Job, gird up thy loins now like a man and stand upon thy feet. And thou shalt command me, and I will answer thee. That's what God said to Job. And God restored all to Job, more than ever he had before. I can't remember the numbers tonight. I used to know them all off by heart, the oxen and the asses and everything. I used to know all the numbers. I can't remember them tonight. 50 years of age, is that? But it was a lot of stuff, wasn't it? Family and everything, God gave them it all back. Now let me read you this. This is a breach between the seven church ages and the saints, and I believe this is one of the most important messages. I want you to get this. This is about the title deed. This blessed me when I read this. Now it's a bit of a reading. I want you to bear with me tonight. Paragraph 119. It's redemption means all legal possession to all that was lost by Adam and Eve. Oh my. What ought that to do to a born again Christian? It's legal possession to that abstract deed. Now an abstract deed's more than just a deed. I want to get you this first before any further. An abstract deed goes right back to the start and restores everything. You see, understand what I'm saying? Now I have to get you that so you'll get this. The abstract deed, the title deed of eternal life, means that you possess everything that Adam and Eve lost. Whoa, what of that, brother? The possession of that deed. And he saw one sitting upon the throne with his book in his right hand. Think of it. Now and then, this book was title deed to redemption. And it was sealed with seven seals, Talmud, John, and Revelations. Then an angel came forth, a strong angel, proclaiming with a loud voice, who was worthy to open the book, to take the book? Who was able to open the seals? Who was able to open this book? See, the angel asked it, John saw it. And he said, now, who is worthy, let him, oh my, maybe I'm not feeling it this way, but let him, said the angel, let him, here's the book of redemption, here is the plan of redemption, here is the only way you'll ever be redeemed, for here is the title deed to redemption of the whole heaven and earth. Let him come forward if he will, oh my, now speak or forever hold his peace. Let him come forward and claim this book, who is worthy to do it. And John said, there was no man in heaven found worthy, no man on earth found worthy, no man beneath the earth found worthy, that ever lived and died was found worthy. No man was found worthy. Now you know John wept. And you can read all your commentators and they'll tell you John wept because John wasn't worthy. That's not why John wept. Why did he get this? John never wept because John wasn't found worthy. John wept because nobody was worthy. Not just John, but nobody. Nobody. But this title deed had to come back. And this book of redemption. And your name was in that book. But if this one didn't come forward, all would be lost. What do you think of this? Let me read on. Do you get this? I hope you can get this. I hope God can let you get this up in here. There was no man in heaven found worthy, no man on earth found worthy, no man beneath the earth that ever lived and died would find worthy. No man was found worthy. The angel's call was a call for a kinsman redeemer to appear. God said, I have a law. A kinsman redeemer can be a substitute. Where is that kinsman redeemer? Who is able to take it? And it comes from Adam all the way down through all the apostles, prophets, everything else, and nobody was found. Now, what about that? Nobody in heaven, nobody on earth, nobody ever lived. Elijah was standing there, Moses was standing there, all the apostles were standing there, and the ones that had died, all the holy men, Job, all the ages, all of them, not one of them could do it. And the Pope says, come to me. Do you see how false it is? Not even a prophet. I want you to get this. Everyone was standing there. Nobody was worthy even to look at the book. Let alone take it and break its seals. Now where is the Pope when all these comes in at? Where is your bishop? Where is your witnesses? We're nothing. That's right. He asked for a kinsman redeemer to step forward if he could, but John said no man was worthy. Not that there wasn't worthy people, there was. Like an angel, like instance, we could say Gabriel or Michael, but remember it had to be a kinsman redeemer. John said here, no man, not an angel, not a seraphim. They hadn't sinned, but they were in a different category. They had never fallen. But this had to be a kinsman redeemer. No man, because there was none of them redeemed. No man was worthy to look at it. Oh no, my. So it took a human kinsman, and he asked for it, and it wasn't found nowhere. There was nobody, no bishop, no archbishop, no priest, no hierarchy, no nothing else even. Didn't even have the holiness enough to look on that book. Whoa. That's pretty strong, but that's what the Bible said. I'm just quoting what John said. The Bible said that, and John wept. And he wept because there was nobody. Not as some people have taught, and he goes on to mention what I've already told you. But John wept. Here is what I think he wept for, because if no man was worthy could open this book of redemption, the whole creation was lost. Here is the book, here is the time of day, and it will be offered to a kinsman redeemer that can meet the qualifications of God's own law, and he can't defile his law, rather. See, God required a kinsman redeemer who was worthy, who was able to do it, who had the substance to do it. And the angel said, now let the kinsman redeemer step forward. And John looked, and he looked all over the earth. He looked beneath the earth. There was nobody. There was creation. Everything was lost, of course. John wept. Everything was lost. You say you're emphasizing it a lot. I am. Because you had to get this. Paragraph 170. He's crying to the lost. But just in a moment though, then there stood one of the elders, said, don't weep, John. Oh my, he's crying. Didn't last for just a moment. John thought, oh my, where is the man? There stands the prophets. They was born like I was. There stands the sages. There stands nobody here. And I want a man that's able to do it. I want a man that can redeem. And he wasn't found, so John broke out on everything was lost and wept bitterly. That's what John thought when he saw this vision. Everything was gone if they couldn't find somebody, glory to God. If they couldn't find somebody that can meet the requirements, every human being and the whole world creation was gone. Oh, everything has fallen. The rights of redemption, the rights of eternal life, the light, all rights had been fortified, and there was nobody who could pay the price. And John starts crying because no one was worthy, and no one could even look at the book. And oh, it took a human being. John wept because no one could do it, and everything was lost. And there came a voice from one of the elders standing in the midst of the four beasts and all the four great hosts of heaven, and said, don't weep, John. Don't be heartbroken, John. Don't weep, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and offspring of David, he has prevailed. And he took the time of day. You said it was a big thing to get that. It was, but did he get it? He took the title deed. Now when I seen this today, You say you've seen it. Sure, we've seen it before. We know about it. Maybe you did. But whatever way God showed it to me today. Prevail means wrestle, overcome. Oh my, the Garden of Gethsemane, when the blood dropped down his face and he overcame sin, the lamb, the root of the offspring of David, prevail. Jesus Christ took back the title deed. And he died at the cross so that you could have it. He took back the title deed. Nobody was worthy, but Jesus took back the title deed. And every name that was to be in this book, he redeemed every one of them. Every one of them. And don't you tell me that's not enough tonight for healing. And don't tell me that's not enough for salvation. But I want to tell you, the one that took this book and opened these seals is able to do it tonight, for he's paid the price. He has paid the price. All that Adam lost, Jesus Christ has paid the price to restore back. And I tell you what, where are we living at tonight? Do we believe these things? Believe what you ask when you pray. Believe it. Let me tell you this, these are my own words. An Emancipation Proclamation. Calvary was our Emancipation Proclamation. From everything outside of the will of God. Blood bought liberty. Blood bought healing. Blood bought salvation. Everything because of Calvary. It's paid for. It wasn't paid for by some good prophet. Or a priest. Or an angel. But I preached it the other week. God with us. Isaiah 9 verse 6. God with us. Emmanuel. God with us. God himself left the glory and splendor of heaven above, and he took upon him the form of flesh and blood, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus Christ came to save us. Amen. And to pay the ultimate price. It's paid for the night. Don't let the devil tell you God can't do it. Well, you're telling me he doesn't have this title deed. And I'm telling you, by faith, you have the title deed tonight. Amen. And everything Jesus purchased with his blood's yours. Because you're a son and a daughter of God. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
I don't think some of you are convinced at all. Do you believe it?
Amen.
I tell you, I believe it. Faith is believing what God says. In the face of contrary evidence, so it seems God wants us to move in the sixth sense. And I'm going to read this and I'm closing. Your senses can tell you whatever they want. What senses was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced with when they stood before the heat of the burning fire furnace? What senses? What senses was Daniel faced with when he was thrown in the den of lions? What senses? I tell you tonight, they were working with something beyond natural senses. They were working with faith in an almighty God. And the fourth man came into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And the king saw him. And the king looked in and he says, did what we cast thee in? And they said, you did, king. He says, I can see four.
Amen.
That's right.
The old king fasted and prayed all night when Daniel was cast into the lion's den. He walked the floors all night. Couldn't sleep. How could he? because Daniel was God's prophet. Do my prophets no harm? That's God's word. But I tell you, the next morning he rushed to that place and he said, "O servant of the Most High God, how are you?" Daniel said, "I'm well." You say, "But maybe the lions weren't hungry enough." Well, when they got Daniel out and they threw the other boys in, my Bible says the lions crushed their bones. What sense was it? It was faith. God wants you to have faith. Faith is an element. It's a sense. It's the sixth sense of the human body. It's the one sense. The human soul has two senses. Part of a man, that's his five senses, control the human body. See, taste, feel, smell, hear. The inward man has two senses. That's faith and unbelief. Now what's going to rule you? Is unbelief going to rule you? Or is faith going to rule you? If you feed the black dog, he'll be the strongest. If you feed the white dog, he'll be the strongest. If you work in faith, you'll have faith. God wants us as his people to exercise our faith.
Amen.
Do you ever hear stepping out in faith? God wants us to move in faith. I know all of us as ministers, you can't deny it. If you do, you're different from me. But many times we pray for signs and visions and dreams and words and all these things, and all along the Word of God's here. I think of the story when William Branham said he was sitting at the breakfast table. And he said the wall had fallen on the young man and he was crushed and it was impossible for him to live. All his bones were broken. And he says, "I just was thinking as I sat there, if God would give me a vision, that man would be healed. Nothing could change it." And then he says he got to thinking, is it the vision that does it or God? And he said, it's the same God without the vision. And you know, when he tells that story, he gets excited. And he says he went down and laid his hands on that boy and he was in the meeting that night solid well. God completely healed him. And I want to tell you, I know of a case where a woman put a handkerchief on a young man that the prophet prayed over and she heard the bones coming together and he was healed. The power of God. Somebody said that was a prophet. If it was, we're in trouble. I've told you, it's the one that took the title deed.
Amen.
It's God that done it. But that prophet believed it. Only believe. If you believe, God can do it for you. Do you believe it tonight? You don't need some super preacher or somebody to pray some super prayer. God wants you to believe him. God wants you to take him on his word.
Amen.
And he wants you to believe him. Believe God. Faith, title deed. Do you believe Jesus done enough?
Amen.
Nothing more can be done.
That's right.
Jesus has done enough. He took the title deed back. John wept. Nobody else could do it. I've heard people preach about that title deed and they go all over the place. And I never could make sense of what they're talking about. But I want to tell you, when I read this today, it made sense. This is all about Jesus Christ. This is all about what the Lord done.
Amen.
And your name was on that book. You can't be lost. Your name was on that book. This Bible says that your name was in there from the foundations of the world. And he foreknew you. He predestined you to eternal life. God did. He's already done it for you. And he wants you to have faith tonight. When you pray, believe you have it. Believe you have it. Like I said before, if you need a financial miracle, keep checking that letterbox, because you better believe you have it. Whatever you have need of, you believe you have it. You know when sometimes God heals you and the devil brings you some symptoms back and he preaches your sermon? How many knows what I'm talking about? And he'll tell you, when that pain's back, maybe you're not healed, maybe this, maybe that, maybe something else. He's a liar. This book says, by my stripes ye were healed. Ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24, he has own self bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Already healed.
Amen.
Jesus took the time to be back. The devil's just a squatter. You're a son and daughter of God. He's paid for you. You have a right. Faith gives you access to everything in this book. Do you hear me tonight? Faith gives you the access to everything in this book. Do you believe it? Let us stand our feet. I want you really to take us on board tonight. You can't go over your emotions. As many times I don't feel like preaching, I don't feel like doing this and doing that. But when you go alone and wait upon God, God changes things. I'm feeling led to say this, and I'm going to repeat this again. I feel this strongly tonight. I feel that people have been saying about somebody they're praying for, or saying to you, or somebody in this meeting, you need to give up on the leprosy. They've been to meetings, they've been to this, they've been to that, and a whole big list of stuff why he can't be seen. But I'm telling you tonight in this meeting, if you have faith, God can do it.
Amen.
If God can save you, and God can save me, and Paul says, of sinners whom I was the chief, God can save anybody. God's able to do it. I want you to believe for your loved one tonight. And I don't want you to accept either for healing for somebody you've been praying for. Well, they'll never be normal. That's a lie of the devil. I tell you, the man was paralyzed and Jesus healed him, and he was normal. Because the power of the Lord was present to heal. Didn't they bring a man to Jesus who was blind? And they hold Stuart's inquiry. Why was this man born blind? Did his parents sin? Jesus says no. Jesus says this man was born blind that the works of God might be made manifest in him. In other words, this is an opportunity for God to do something. God wants us to take every opportunity. Whether someone's sick or not saved, God wants us to take every opportunity to operate in faith and to pray and believe God. You'll be many things to discourage you, but you believe God anyhow. Let us close our eyes tonight. I'm not going to ask nobody forward or anything. See, you can get into a wee habit, a routine, where you think you have to come forward. I want you to touch God for your start. I want you to believe God will touch you where you are. I want you to believe it tonight. Whatever your need is, that you will believe that God will touch you where you are. I want you to do something. I want you to lay your own hand upon your own ailment. If you have an ailment or deficiency tonight, I want you to lay your hand upon it. If you have no ailment and you're standing in for somebody, put your hand up to God to represent somebody tonight and believe God for them. Really believe.
Amen.
believe that someone's going to change. When you go out of this room tonight, as you're going, I want you to believe God's going to do something. That there's going to be a change. That God's going to do it. That God's going to save that person. That God's really going to do it. God spoke to people here in the past. God has already given some of you promises that your loved ones are going to be saved. And the devil wants to steal that away. But I believe the Holy Spirit's reminding you again tonight, you're to believe it. You are to believe it.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we stand before you tonight. Lord, no one was worthy. Elijah, Moses, all of the great men, none was worthy. But there was a Lamb came forth that was slain from the foundation of the world. The Lamb of God, God's Lamb. And he was worthy. He took the book and he opened the seven seals thereof. He holds the title deed.
Amen.
Everything that the first Adam lost, Lord, you restored it all back.
Amen.
Lord, you said as we bear the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly.
Right.
Heavenly Father, let that same power, God, then raise Jesus from the dead. Quicken your people tonight.
Amen.
Lord, move in every single person in this room this evening. Let the power of God be present in this room tonight to work the miracle that your people need tonight in their home, upon their body, upon their loved one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah.
Lord, this is your word. This is not some fairy tale or some normal book, but this is a supernatural book, this Bible.
Amen.
Supernaturally written, supernaturally vindicated by the supernatural God that stands behind his word to back it up. Lord, I pray you'll come on the scene tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you'll vindicate your word again. That you grant to that sister what she needs. That you grant to that brother what they need. That you move upon that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I know you're able tonight. For you're able to do anything far above what we can even think or ask. You're able to do it. Lord, I believe you tonight. Rid us of unbelief. Rid us of fear. Rid us of doubt. Lord, we speak over Brother Keith again tonight. Lord, we rebuke the devil over his life. We rebuke every demon power over him tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we place between him and the enemy the blood of Jesus Christ, purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, wounded you, by your scars we're healed. Oh Lord, this is your word. You took upon him our infirmities. You bear them. That means you carried them. And you said that you would let the oppressed go free. You'd open the prison doors and set the captives free. Lord, this is your word. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them. Lord, let your word go tonight, Lord Jesus. And let the power of the Lord be present. Lord, I pray that Jesus himself will visit Brother Keith tonight. Lord, that you'll walk into that room and you'll touch your brother and heal him and make him whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, this evening I know you're able to do it. Lord, we know that it's no earthly man or preacher, but it's you, Lord Jesus. You were found worthy. Lord, we want to worship the Lamb. We give all the glory to Jesus. We worship the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was found worthy and loosed the seals. Lord, we praise you tonight. And you have bought it back. We're yours tonight, purchased by the blood of the Lamb. By scars and by the blood of the Lamb. Father, we love you tonight because you first loved us. Lord, I pray you'll move on every single person in this room. Lord, I ask that for every half-hearted Christian that needs to be awakened up in this hour, move upon them, Lord Jesus. Speak to them. Revive them in the midst of the years. Move upon them and bring them and restore them and strengthen them. In Jesus' precious name tonight. Lord, may you give your people a refilling of the Holy Ghost tonight. May the power of God come upon everyone in this room, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray as the song leader comes, you'll bless them, you'll anoint them, that you'll meet his every need. Bless his children, bless his wife, bless his substance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, bless everyone in this room tonight. Lord, you give Abraham the authority. And you said, "And whom thou shalt bless, I will bless." That's your word. We bless your people in the name of Jesus Christ tonight for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God as a brother comes. God bless each one as a brother comes. Just believe God tonight. Praise God. Just forgive me. Maybe I'm a bit emotional, but you believe God tonight. God's able to do it. Don't let the enemy rob you from what's yours. The Lord's given to his pet for it. You believe it. I want you to worship. Forget about you have to be home at a certain time. Many times we come to church and people, they quick in, quick out. Forget about that tonight. I want you to worship God tonight. I want you to touch God. God's yet going to move in this meeting of well worshipper. Many times we rush off. Maybe the Lord wants to say something more. Let's really worship the Lord tonight. God bless each one.
Passing up a little course after you're in the hall and walk.